Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
No, I can't. I'm just responding to you automatically because,
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
that's
Because I
just what I
wasn't
do.
sure where the microphone was on these headphones. Or
I mean, it sounds a little bit muffled. I mean, but it sounds like about the same as like a phone call. As long as not that. As long as you don't sound like a Cylon or like a robot, I think it's pretty good.
like a
A
what?
Cy not, Never mind. Did you ever watch Audios and no, not Audios and Credo, Battlestar Galactica?
I'm like your podcast? No.
No.
I
Battlestar
didn't.
Galactica, the
I didn't. No.
Okay. That's where
Isn't
I
that
kind of like made up the name a little bit.
super old?
It's super new too.
Like
There's like two of them.
before our time. Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's like a really old one. Okay. First of all, hey, welcome to Audiosyncratica. I have a guest here, of course. Do you want me to say your last name or do you not? I don't really care. Or do you really care?
I don't care. Yeah.
Okay. This
Can you
is
pronounce
a I'm gonna try. The H is silent, right? Like okay.
know
Eveli?
it.
Eveli, am
Yes.
I saying it right? Eveli?
Yeah.
You know what? When I first met you, I thought it was Eveli. I thought there was like some like stank on not stank, but like an acento. Like in the middle
Yeah.
of like Eveli. I don't know, for some reason I thought it was that. Anyways. Yeah, this is Eveli Gutierrez. Gutierrez. I'm starting to say things
Gutierrez.
like I start to say things white and no, I start to say things white and then I go like to Spanish. I don't know why. But anyways. But yeah, Battlestar Galactica was originally like a kind of like a weird it was a very it's it was akin to like the Shatner Star Trek, where it was like really like I don't know, like slapsticky, I guess you could say, not really serious. Then later
Yeah.
on in the 2000s, there was like a really serious, like really good, like I'm talking about like probably one of the best sci-fi shows of all time. And it came out recently. A lot of like the it had Edward James Olmos as the star of
I don't
this
know who that
show.
is.
Dude, come on, Stand and Deliver, Selena, the dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude,
Okay.
yeah. You
Okay.
don't remember him talking to Lou Diamond Phillips, like, hey, what's caculas? Okay. Anyways, I don't know. So hey, I like to
So
do this,
two
but like
thousands. I'll watch it. Sorry,
you should.
I literally just Googled it. I was like,
I'd rather
interesting.
you Google it and watch it than just like dismiss it completely. Like I try to tell people all the time, watch this show. And I think the episodes are long, don't get me wrong. But it's really good. It's kind of hard to put it down. The first episode, like it goes hard. Like a lot
Do
of
you
shit
need to
happens.
know, like the world, like the history, the
No,
background? Because I don't know anything about
no. You
this.
don't have to. It does a really good because I did. I had no idea about the older. They're called Cylons or whatever. But you don't have to know that. They explain it pretty well in the first episode. The first episode is about an hour and a half long. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's a movie. So
Yeah.
there's a couple of sci-fi shows that do that, but it does a really good job of like setting it up. Like the first
Yeah.
episode is everything set up, and I don't want to spoil it, but it's really good. A lot of it,
Oh, nice.
the first episode of this series probably does more than any like sci-fi movie ever does in the first in the whole like 2 hour movie that it does. Like
Wow.
think of
Str
the Earth
strong
stood still.
words.
I'm serious. Like think of the Earth stood still times 50. I'm not kidding you. Like
All right.
and like way better. Like I would give it a try. I mean, I
All
obviously
right.
did. I
All right. I will.
kind of named my show after it, so I'd say it's good. So I like to do this, but like, how do we know each other?
How do we
How
know
do we
each
know each other?
other?
Yeah,
Why do we know each other?
why do we know each other? Should we know each
Why?
other? What is knowing each other?
Well, if you want me to, okay. Well, we know each other from high school.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, from high school, like way back in the day.
Like every
And
single
you,
fucking guest I've had so far. Yeah, pretty much.
really?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I go to like my social network and stuff like that. Well, I don't know. I guess that is my social network, but I mean, there's something really like, I don't know if I can explain it correctly, but I like seeing people grow old. Like, you know what I mean? Seeing people
That
advance in their
sounds
careers, like having their
okay,
families
that's
and
good,
stuff
that's
like
good.
that. I don't mean it like in
I
a bad way.
automatically went to like the sad, like, oh, watching people grow old and like, eventually die.
Bro, change your fucking
Sorry.
perspective. Get a
That's
different
where I
mirror.
go.
We found the pessimist in the podcast,
That's
obviously,
where I
but
go. Oh,
it's supposed to
yeah,
me.
that's me for
Anyways,
sure.
so yeah,
Yeah,
after a
from high
while,
school. It's been a
it's been a
while.
while.
I
Okay.
know. And we didn't talk for like ever.
Yeah, I mean, I had like a whole life to live. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was doing that, and I guess I was
Like
just busy doing.
as we all
I mean, do we?
do.
I don't know. Anyways, so I'm still in the Valley. You ended up moving over to. Did you initially move to Dallas? Like, is that the first
I
place that
moved.
you moved
Oh
after?
no. So I finished college in the Valley, and then I moved to San Antonio to do
Okay.
my master's. And so I lived there for 3 years. And
3
then I
years in
finished
San
my,
Antonio?
yeah.
Okay.
And then I finished my master's, and then I moved here to Dallas. Yeah, so I've been
Okay.
here like, what, probably like 5, 6 years already. So it's, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, literally, like since you graduated, I guess over here in the Valley, and then like moved
Yeah.
over there to do your master's, like you've been gone for like that long. So that's like what, like 10 years almost?
It's been since, yeah, I mean, 2012. Yeah, it's gonna be
Wasn't the
10
world
years.
supposed
And
to
I
end in
only
2012?
visit, sorry.
Wasn't the world supposed to end in 2012?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe
I'm
it
sorry.
did. I have this theory that it did, and we're just like all in limbo.
The fuck are you talking about? No, you can't just say things like that, like, and just like not explain the. Yeah, go get
I
deeper into
mean,
that.
if you think about it, the world's been really like, effed up since 2012. I mean, think about it.
And
And
the only
then
explanation
a
is that
lot
we're
of
all in
things,
limbo.
the only explanation is that the world actually ended. And so we're all just living in like our own personal limbo or whatever. And,
I feel like
mean,
you're let me make an assumption, and you tell me if I'm right. You probably watched the whole series of Lost and thought it was a great show, right?
oh, yes.
Okay, yeah, that's all I needed to know. Great.
Yeah,
Yeah,
totally. We're
I get
all living in
exactly why
like
you think that way.
the lost world. Yep.
Great,
Did you
cool.
like that show, by the
I
way?
didn't watch it at all. You know what? I didn't waste my fucking time.
Stop.
Nah, I it's because you know what? It's not that I didn't waste my time. I thought it was probably a very interesting concept. I couldn't get past episode two, and then by the time I
Why?
wanted to watch it, I don't know. I don't know. I think we've talked about this like off pod before, but there's certain interest levels that I have, and I try really hard in the beginning. It's really hard for me to get into something. It's so hard. Like I can't explain it. It either has to like grip me completely, or I just don't watch it at all.
I think
And
you should. And when was this? Like when, like back in the day or
like
recently?
when it was still airing on TV, and I think when it
Okay,
was
so
like before streaming.
that's a long time ago. So I think you should give it another try, because you've changed, our interests change, and I think you can give it another try, and I think maybe you'll like it.
I'll do it if you start Battlestar Galactica and you have to get through episode three.
Okay.
Okay, we'll make a
All right.
promise to each other,
Three
and I'll watch
episodes.
Lost. I'll get past episode three because the episodes in Battlestar Galactica are long. So I guess I'll watch at least the first season.
Okay.
I
All
think
right, cool.
I could commit to that. Okay, great,
All
great.
right, deal.
We're making promises. It's been recorded. This is not going away.
It
So
is, yeah.
if you break your promise, I have literally a fucking record to go back to. It's like,
It
dude, you remember this shit, dude? You're on episode two. Anyways,
makes sense. So what episode is this, by the way? Like number?
What episode what?
What
Dude, I
episode is
don't
this?
even know. Okay, so I don't actually post all of the recordings all at once, but I have 11 episodes. This should be episode 13 or 14.
Okay.
I think this is episode 13. And I'm
You
assuming you haven't
sure?
listened to my podcast.
I have not, no,
Okay, yeah, it's
honestly.
okay.
I don't know. I mean, you've probably mentioned this before, but why are you doing this?
Nobody's ever asked me that. Actually, I
Wait,
think I
really?
explained it a lot. Yeah, nobody's ever asked me that. I'm narcissistic enough to where I think I'm entertaining, and I feel that I have what is it called? The boldness to go ahead and put
Point
my
of
voice
view.
out there. Yeah, I'm
Oh,
pretty
okay.
pretty bold about like, I have
Yeah.
my own anxieties about putting myself out there and stuff like that, but it's something I've been wanting to do for a while. Like, no
Yeah.
joke. Like, I've been wanting to do something for a while, and it's super easy right now. I do
I
have the extra
know.
time and I have the commitment, I guess you could say. I'm
Yeah.
doing a lot of the editing and the recording from my phone, but I don't think it's like too hard, but I'm planning on getting a computer. I lived like for the past 6 years without a computer. I just haven't had to or needed to or anything like that. But I'm going to get a computer because I want to go back to school and I also want to do a little bit more editing and I want to get more technical with this stuff. I want to upgrade some equipment. That'll come
Yeah,
later. When it sounds really
you
good.
did mention that you wanted to get a computer. I was
Yeah,
wondering.
because I
That's pretty
haven't
cool.
had a computer in a while. Like it's a really important thing, but it's something that I've been I guess neglecting for a while. But
I mean,
anyways,
honestly, it depends. I mean, honestly, phones are so good now that unless you really need a computer, like for example, I do, then I mean, what's the point?
Well, that's going to get into something that I want to get into. Excuse me. That's
That's
leading
something
into
you
something that
need.
I want to get into later because I want to do that too. And I'm like, whereas, anyways. So what did you end up graduating? Like, what was your degree in, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh yeah. So my master's, again, and I did it at UTSA. Sorry.
Oh, bless you.
Master's of School Psychology. So, probably you have no idea what that is, and you probably have your own like just by me saying school psychology, you probably have misconceptions. So let me ask you, what do you think that
I don't know.
is? School psychology.
Dude,
If
I
I
make
say
fun of it all the
I'm a
time.
school
I make fun of it all the time.
psychologist.
I think you're a fucking Jedi and you play mind tricks and all you do is try to fucking manipulate me. I don't know. Like I have no idea what you do. I have like not a good thing to say about any type of psychology or psych, and it's not even in a bad way. Like I'm not gonna like, oh, I don't know. But I guess it's the stigma and then my family. They're just like, what? You're going to a therapist? You know what I mean? They're the type of people
Well,
like,
it's
are you
not
going to a
just your
therapist?
family. I mean, you live in the valley, and the valley is a very, very, can I say this nicely? Well, I
Say it
mean,
meanly.
it's mainly Hispanic culture, and it's very, very like old Hispanic. And what I mean by that is very conservative, very Catholic, very still kind of like stuck in their old ways. And so I could see why there's a lot of stigma. Not just in your family, but
Yeah.
in the valley itself.
I guess so, but I mean, I guess I'm kind of breaking the mold because, like, I mean, I'm seeing a therapist right now and stuff like that. So, I mean,
Oh, that's
I don't know. I do like I don't know where I stand in life, but I know it's not either in conservatism or liberalism. I know I'm somewhere in the middle. I
Yeah.
classify as libertarian. Like, what is it
Yeah.
called? I think somebody explained it to me the best way, but like, so, not so, fiscally conservative, but socially.
Socially liberal.
There you go. Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. And I didn't
Yeah.
hear anybody explain it to that, but I'm just like, yeah, dude. Anyways,
That makes sense.
what is it called? So what is it exactly that you do? To
Oh,
my
yeah.
understanding, like, do you just like give out drugs and then talk to people about their lives and stuff like that? That's to my understanding. I'm sorry. I'm not insulting what you do, but like, I really don't know.
No. So, school psychology, first of all, I used to work mainly with children. And so most people assume or would assume that I'm a school counselor, but that was not the case at all. So in school psychology, what we would do, or I would do, is we're kind of like the bridge between kind of like regular education and then special education. So what I would do is do a lot of testing. So if a child or adolescent or student, whatever, is having some issues in school, either with learning or emotionally or behaviorally, then they would be seeing a school psychologist to see if there's anything that we can do in the school to support their needs. So, for example, a child who's having a lot of like emotional issues, is there anything that, or for example, the easiest one I can think of is like a child with ADHD. Is there anything we can do? Is there anything the teacher can do to support this kid with ADHD? And so that's what I would be doing, kind of like testing, making sure that they really do need some additional services, and then we can do like special education or just additional support.
Can I ask you something? And I don't know if you could
Yay.
do this like over the phone, but do you think I have ADHD?
I don't think so. Do you think so?
Okay, like let me tell you, and I think I brought this up in a previous podcast. I think it was like maybe the like two or three episodes before when I was talking to Brian. But I tell him that like what is it called? Every time I talk to my therapist, she keeps on looking at a fucking pamphlet that's about ADHD.
Oh,
Like right in front of me, because it's like a
is
bit
he
it's
like
like a
sending signals?
oh, what an assumption. It's a she. It's a
Well, is
she.
it?
It's a she, and I can see her like over the video, and she's always just like scrolling through it. And what were you asking? What was the question? I'm sorry.
I didn't ask a question. I just said, is she? Oh, is she sending like signals?
I feel
Like,
like she is, because she tells me, it's like, dude, you jump around a lot. It's like, yeah, dude, that's kind of the way my mind works.
I mean, maybe, I don't know. Rewind. So, oh yeah, she's sending signals.
I don't know if she's intentionally sending signals, but I'm always like very perceptive of things around me, though I act really dumb. Like I act really dumb. I feel it's like my way of navigating the world safely. You know what I mean? Because like, where if I'm like a pompous asshole, which I don't know, I guess I was a lot in high school. I don't
You
know.
kind of are. You still
Oh
are,
man.
at least with me.
I mean, I have to. That's how I assert dominance. I don't. I'm kidding. I really don't. I don't. Am I a pompous asshole? I don't know. I don't mean to be, but I guess sometimes I can be. I'm sorry. And I think I tell you all the time, like I'm not really trying to like attack you or anything like that,
You tell me what?
but like I'm not trying to attack you or like hurt you. I don't know how to explain it, but I don't know.
Yeah, you do come off like that.
I guess I get really passionate about like certain things. Like I think like in the last episode that I had, like somebody talked about cops and I was like, oh man, I just went off for like about half an hour. It's like, let me tell you what the fuck is wrong. And I got really pissed off. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
About what? Cops?
Cops. Yeah. Bad
Oh,
boys,
well,
bad
yeah,
boys.
let's not.
Okay, I won't do that.
Yeah, we'd probably just get into a whole fight. Nah, let's not.
I don't really want to get into a fight. What are we going to get a fight? What, are you for cop? And
Happy thought.
no,
Happy
Luis,
thought.
stop, stop,
Happy
stop.
thought.
Anyways,
Yeah, I
though,
would just shut you down. That's what I do.
shut me
Since they're
down?
getting
What do you mean,
intense, I'm
shut
like, just shut you down.
mean?
Or
Are you
off.
saying I have a button? Like, are you,
Shut you
do you
off.
say I have like
Shut
a
you
fucking
off. Shut you
Duracell?
down.
A Duracell,
No,
like,
just like ignore you.
do you remember those commercials with the Duracell batteries with the fucking family with the batteries in their backs? Do you remember
Vaguely.
that? Okay, I'm gonna have
No,
to
I
look for it
want
on
to say
YouTube and send
no.
it to you because I don't want you to not have this visual in your head and how
Oh, God.
terrifying it was that I thought somebody was gonna take out the battery from me and literally shut me down. Like I thought that's the way life worked, and I was just like, I just can't see the battery. I'll
God.
explain it later. But yeah, so you do all of this stuff, and I don't. And I'm sorry, I went into another tangent. And like I said, I'm gonna
Oh,
jump
I
all over the
know.
place. Yeah, I do that a lot. I mean, shit. I think you'd
You do
figure
have
after
a,
like about
you do
like
have
what.
ADHD.
Thank you for finally saying it. Well, she said it, guys. Like, there we go. I'm diagnosed. Where's my drugs? Do I get Ritalin?
And anyway,
You can't prescribe anymore
I
because you
can't.
had a.
No,
Yeah, you
no.
cannot. So that's to get into like. So how long were you doing that, first of all?
So I did it. So again, I did my master's. And so when you're doing your master's, you have to do like you have to be, you know, in the field to actually prove that you can do the job. And so I did it while I was doing my master's, and then, you know, I finished it. And then I immediately went into a PhD program in the same field. So when I moved to Dallas, I was studying. So I was doing a PhD in the same school of psychology. And
Okay.
again, when you're doing your PhD, you still have to do, like we call it practicum. So that's just basically you're doing
What?
your job for free. And you're just again proving that you can do the job. So I did that and never finished it. So in
Oh, you didn't finish it? I
20
didn't know that. Okay.
my PhD, no.
Oh,
No,
I didn't
in
know that. I'm sorry.
yeah. So again I did finish my master's, but then when I moved here to Dallas, I started in 2016, and then a PhD typically takes about like 5, 6 years. I didn't finish. I quit in 2020, spring of 2020, so during the
Okay.
pandemic.
Yeah, I was there. Okay.
Yeah, that's when I quit.
That's when you quit. Okay.
Yep, I finished all my classes.
Can I tell you
The only
something
thing
that's
that
like
I
bothering me?
needed,
Like, okay. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is, or like maybe because like you're in like cities and stuff like that, or you're like surrounded by more Anglo people, but like you've almost like completely like lost your accent that I remember. And not saying it's a bad thing, but it's just
That's
like
good.
you like there's only like very small like words like
Like some words that are, yeah, a lot of
yeah,
words
but
like
it's almost like
are.
completely gone. No, it's not
Oh,
even
okay,
that. It's just
cool.
like certain words. I'm just like, oh wow, it's almost completely gone. Like it was
Yeah.
just like, wow, that's I don't know if I like it or if I'm comfortable with it because I don't I can't accept change, I guess what I'm saying.
Honestly, I think if you like if I had stayed in the valley, then I would have the same accent because the valley, a lot of people in the valley, especially by like bilingual people, like truly bilingual, not you, but like
Oh
truly
my gosh.
bilingual,
I guess, dude.
stay with that accent. The I call it the valley accent, which is, I mean, what I used to have.
I
So
mean, do I
yes,
have
I
an
mean, I
accent?
guess
Can you
that's
hear an
what.
accent off of me?
I don't think you have an accent, no. Which is why I said, like, truly bilingual people have the valley accent. I don't think you have
When I
an
go up
accent.
north, people tell me I have an accent. Because
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. Like,
I guess I
if you
have a
would go to
valley
the
accent.
East Coast, yeah, you'd have an accent. If you go to California, maybe you would have an accent.
You
Yeah, it
mean
makes
when I
sense.
was in the East Coast, when I was in the fucking West? Yeah. I had an accent for sure. It's like what is it called? People I think I could almost pass for white. It's just like only like when I speak it's like, what's up with that accent? It's like, what do you mean? Anyways, but like I don't know. I think that's like pretty cool. So there's an
Cool.
obvious reason why you quit. I just wanted to say I don't know why I said that. I don't know. It's just something I noticed like right off the bat. Even when we were talking earlier, just like, wow, dude, like you don't have an accent anymore. And I'm not saying
Oh,
it's a good
nice.
or bad thing, but I was just like, oh hey, it's just something I
Yeah,
noticed
it's
like a
just
big
an
change like when we're talking to sh
observation.
yeah,
Yeah.
that I couldn't help but like yeah, anyways. So there's a reason why you quit
Yes.
specifically. So what did you do afterwards?
Okay. So, well, there's a few reasons, obviously. So,
Do you
like
want to
I
get into
said,
that or no?
I mean, not all of it, but
Okay, then
just
don't.
briefly, I like I said, I finished all my classes for my PhD.
Okay.
What I needed to do was like the more, I guess, time-consuming, more difficult. I'm doing air quotes, like difficult things. I needed to do obviously my dissertation, which is
Okay.
like so time consuming, a lot of intensive and extensive, sorry, extensive, intensive too, research, and then, the 100 page paper or whatever. And then I also needed to do kind of like a case study, whatever. That's not so difficult. I think the dissertation was the most, for me, overwhelming because it just, I was just not interested in it at all. I was not interested in the research aspect of it. So that's, a few reasons.
Was that still
The
like when you were doing like your PhD, or did you have these feelings like when
PhD.
you were? Okay, it was only when you were
Yeah.
doing your PhD. Okay,
Yeah, yeah,
gotcha.
yeah. So like in like around 2018, 2019, I started considering quitting. And I think I just kept going for like just pressure of, okay, I'm like, I've invested money in this. I've moved to Dallas for this reason. Why should I quit? I should just like finish,
And
like
these are
that.
the thoughts that were incepting, like while you were thinking, like this is when you were just barely
Yeah.
starting, like, hey, I'm gonna quit. And then it's something that was holding
Yeah.
you back was that you had so much like money, because it's a lot of, I don't know if y'all realize, but yeah, fucking school costs a
It's
lot.
expensive. And
Yeah.
yeah, so yeah, of course. So I was like, I could just like, just
Well, I
stick it
can only
out
imagine. It must have
and
been like really
finish.
emotional because like you also, it's like, I mean, like the amount of money that you probably invested in your education was probably like the amount of money that people put down on a fucking house. You know what I mean? So like
Absolutely.
I can only imagine like the emotional like back and forth or what is it called? Like a teeter totter. What you know what I mean?
It's,
Emotional seesaw that you were going through, you know?
yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And then also, yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It was just like that back and forth of me considering quitting, like, yeah, I should quit. But then a lot of like pressure and, society, I mean, oh, you're a quitter. Like, oh, you quit your PhD program or, oh, and especially in that field, a lot of these people are super, like, I was always surrounded by these super intelligent, like, overachievers, who have like this amazing work ethic and like they, like almost don't sleep because they're doing all these different things. And I just didn't feel like I fit in with those people. So that was another
Really? Because I would have
issue.
Used all of those words to describe you. Like,
no,
no joke.
I post. I post. No, I mean, obviously I have all of those characteristics, but not to the extent, I guess I wasn't as passionate in it anymore. When I was doing my master's, oh my God, I loved it. I was truly passionate about it. I loved what I was doing. I loved my classmates. I loved the program. And then when I moved here to Dallas, that first year, I was living by myself. It was really difficult to navigate a whole new place, a whole new city, new classmates, new routines, everything by myself. So that was one thing. And then again, struggling to like fit in, and then kind of realizing that not only was I not passionate, I mean, I'm still passionate about the field, but I was just not passionate about what I was doing and how I was doing it. And when you realize that you don't belong somewhere or that you don't fit in, that's when I was like, oh, this is not nice. And so, and then, like you said, it was very emotional. I like went into a depression. I started taking meds for depression. It was a lot. And so in 2020, when the pandemic happened and when we all kind of like just took a break and we started, I think we all did it. We started, I mean, those of us who could, you know, we started going into like our hobbies and like what we liked, and we started, or at least I did. I started just reconsidering everything and reevaluating my life because I had all the time in the world.
So right around this time, what hobbies did you pick up? Like, what would you get into? Like, what was the process to that?
A lot of artsy stuff. So, like, I bought a bunch of, like, painting supplies, and then the photography as well. And then in 2020, like, during the pandemic, I was like, nah, like, this feels good. Like, I was back to feeling happy and, you know what I mean? So, I was
endorphins and, like, serotonin flooding. Yeah,
yeah,
I get you.
Yeah, like, the good stuff.
Yeah, I've heard of these chemicals. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, I was like, I don't like this anymore. I don't think there's a reason why I should be torturing myself for, you know, just so that people can say that I finished something. Like, to me, it wasn't meaningful anymore. So to me, finishing, it would not feel like this huge accomplishment. It would just be like, kind of like a betrayal to myself, you know?
Would you say that you were kind of getting that degree or something like that to satisfy society's expectations to you?
100%. Yeah. I was always I did say 100%. Like growing up and like the people that I surrounded myself with, family and stuff, you know, overachievers. And
is that what you were? I would have never, I would have never pegged you as that. Fuck no. No, not at all. So what did you end up marrying yourself into? Like, you ended up getting into one specific hobby that I know about, obviously. I know how this story
ends. Photography.
Really?
Yeah,
so you picked up a camera and you started doing some click clicks?
I picked up a camera. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, honestly, it's always been a hobby of mine.
Did you, so you've had cameras before and stuff like that?
Yeah.
What you're saying.
Since high school. Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I got my first Nikon in high school. And I was always into like the aesthetics of social media and like photography, fashion photography, and all of that. And so finally in 2020, I was like, let me start using my camera. Let me do a few like portraits on people. And yeah, it just worked out and it picked up really fast, really quick.
If anything, you're in a place where you can get a lot of clients and stuff like that. I'm hoping that it was a very easy transition for you getting your clients and stuff like that. But
it was. Mm-hmm. It's been good.
It's been good. So where can people see your work if they wanted to go ahead and see that? Do you want to plug that?
Mainly I'm mostly active on Instagram. And so my Instagram is at Isolano Photography. And then my website is the same, isolanophotography.com.
Okay, so if people want to check out your work and how you've been progressing and stuff like that,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I definitely see a lot of your pictures and stuff like that. I kind of think they're ads at some point because the okay, so I follow a bunch of like groups of photography groups, and I think it's like one of
Yeah.
those ads and stuff. Like, it's your stuff. I'm just like, oh, okay, yeah, wow, okay, it's that good. It's what I'm trying to say. I'm giving you a compliment.
Oh,
Is what
nice.
I'm saying. It was just like, oh shit, this looks like an ad. It's
Thank
like, oh no, it's
you.
not. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'm
that's so
always just
sweet.
like,
Thank you.
I think it's like one of those like, because I haven't just gotten ads like what I think are ads from you. I'm not saying it's an ad, but there's when I scroll down like my Facebook feed or I go down Instagram, like I see this. I forgot what the name of it, and I'm glad I did because I don't want to plug somebody else's stuff. I want to just plug your stuff.
Don't.
So I didn't. Hey, I'm following along with my promise. So I look at it and I think it's that ad from that specific agency where they obviously use the Instagram dollars. What is it called? Like the boosted ads. You know what I'm
Oh,
talking about?
yeah.
They obviously put that because it shows up and it says sponsored and stuff like that. It's like
It says ad or
they,
sponsored, yeah.
yeah. It's like they paid for this. I was just like, I think it's one of those. I was like, oh, dude, no, it's fucking Evie's fucking photography. It's like, okay, cool, and not dismissive
Oh.
like that. But I'm just like, hey, this is pretty badass. And you always
Oh,
put it like
thank
in that
you.
good like sunset, like what is it called? The twilight hour. And what am I
Oh,
starting to
I
say? The golden
love
hour.
golden hour.
There you
Yes,
go.
those are my favorites. Yeah.
So, what do you use now? Is there a certain type of camera that you use, or do you use the same one that you had in high
I
school? Because I
haven't.
mean,
Oh no, I have an Nikon, and it's a pretty basic like starter DSLR.
okay.
Yeah, so it's a pretty basic DSLR. I do want to save up some money and go mirrorless, which makes me nervous, but they're supposed to be really, really good. So that's what I want to do.
Mirrorless. So
Yep.
is that like the Micro Four Thirds? Is that considered a mirrorless camera?
The what? The what?
Micro Four Thirds type of camera?
Mike. I don't, I mean, I'm sure they make them too, but I don't know.
What am I? I don't know. So what's a mirrorless camera? I'm sorry. I got like tripped up on that. I don't mean to get
It's
stuck on
just
that
the
detail.
way that the lens works. Yeah.
Is it the ones that are bigger or the ones that are smaller? I'm
They're
sorry.
smaller. Yeah.
Okay.
They're smaller.
Then I think a
Yeah.
Micro Four Thirds is a mirrorless camera because the bigger cameras, the reason that they're so big is because there's literally like a channel going through and there's mirrors going up, kind of like a periscope, if I'm not mistaken. I took like a photography class in like Boys and Girls Club, and I'm trying to sound like an expert, I guess. I'm sorry. And I'm looking at one of my daughter's like little doll cameras. It's like we're talking about photography.
But you know what I want to get to? I want to
but
get into film photography. I
shut
think
up.
it's way more challenging.
Film photography?
Yeah, like film, like old school.
Oh, like actual film photography?
Like
Like, are we talking about
actual
8mm?
film.
8mm and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Super 8? No joke. I was gonna say if it was digital, like my Theo does that. He does like a bunch of like he does that all over the valley. Both actually, just one of my Theos does. Anything that you've probably seen on the news or any advertisements from DHR, he's done before. He's done all of that. In fact, I think he's done like every single thing for the, what is it called? Oh, I'm sorry. When somebody has cancer, they go to this type of physician.
Hospice,
No, not hospice, the one before that.
oncology.
There's treatments before hospice. You don't just immediately go into a bed to die.
Oncologist.
There you go, oncologist. I think the oncologist department, the department is like what he's d done, like anything that you've seen off of, if you ever go to the website or anything like that, he does all the video work for that. And he's been to Mexico. Well, anyways, that's, I'm not trying to like brag or anything like that. And it's not even
Yeah.
my work, but it's just like, if you ever wanted to see somebody, what I'm trying to say is like, if you ever wanted to get into it and you wanted a reference or something like that, I have somebody in mind that you could talk to or speak to or something like that. So if you wanted to get in contact with somebody, I'm basically trying to, what is it called?
Yeah,
Network is what I'm
thank
trying to
you.
say.
Yeah.
So I have somebody in mind, and if it's just photography, he does that too. Like, you get what I mean? He does both, and he gets paid pretty well from it. So it's just
Yeah,
like he
thank you.
must know what he's
That's
doing,
pretty
you know what
cool.
I mean? So yeah. And why do you want to get into to like what sparked that secondary interest on top of photography? Is it something specific, or was it something that
Oh,
just
100. No, I just follow a bunch of accounts on,
Instagram?
especially on Twitter. There's a bunch of accounts on Twitter,
Okay.
and that's what I follow mostly on Twitter. On Instagram, it's most of like the typical like portrait photography and like fashion photography. But on Twitter, there's a lot of film photography and they're fascinating, pretty cool.
There was this one like YouTube channel that that teaches you how to use Micro Four Thirds camera specifically called Micromatic. I try to emulate what they have, but I really think I just need to get a different lens because I still have that kit lens, and I'm not
Oh, yeah.
anywhere where I want to be. And I think you've seen
Yeah.
some of my stuff. I'm still not there, but I don't think it's something that I'm going to make a career out of. I just want it to, I literally want it to be just like a, what
I
am I
mean,
trying to say?
you could always just do it part-time.
I don't want to even do a part-time. I want to do this part-time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the stuff that I want to do part-time. The reason it's called Audiosyncratic is because I'm crazy about audio. I'm not kidding you. Right now I'm speaking to you on $300 headphones. It's because like I can tell like the quality between headphones and stuff like that. The mic sucks.
Which are, what are they?
Their SteelSeries, our Arctis Pro Wireless. I've also gotten it's a gaming headset, but it just happens to have pretty good quality, and you can go ahead and tweet it up and stuff like that. What is it called? I've been into wireless headphones for a while. I want to save up and get some Ultimate Ears because I can hear the difference. And I've bought some of the over the ear headphones from Audio Technica, Bowers and Wilkins. I've had Bimota's. Beats are just bass heavy, so I listen to nothing but what I listen to now because I listen to nothing but hip hop now. What is it called? I listen to a bunch of stuff, but like each one has like their own thing. I'm thinking of one company specifically, and the thing is they have like really good entry level headphones. So you could spend like about 35 to 40 bucks and have a really good set of like over the ear headphones
Okay,
that are pretty
well,
cheap.
that's like my budget.
Oh, no. And that's probably where you
these
want to start.
headphones are probably
Sennheiser.
what, like 40
Sennheiser.
bucks.
They don't have a mic or anything like that, so all you'd be listening to. So I don't know. So do you know what audiophiles listen to? It's really stupid. Like,
No.
so like
What?
audiophiles, like all they listen to is like Enya and like classical music and stuff like that. It's not really meant to like listen to like, and the sound signature is usually flat, so you have to look at your frequency response and really understand like, hey, this is what I want, and I know exactly where I want the bass, I know exactly where I want the mids, I know exactly where I want the highs. And it changes with each song too. Like I'm very particular about stuff. Like
Yeah,
and
you've
that's what
lost me. Like you've lost me. You've
I'm.
gotten a little technical, like with all these brands and like frequent. No. That's
It's
not.
because
I'm technologically challenged. It's what I
It's not even a technical
realized.
thing. It's like a totally different field. Like wherever you, whenever you go into like kit lens and like what was the thing that you were telling me about? Like not skeuomorphism, but when you get like really too close to your subject. And it brings them. I forgot what it was. I'm sorry. I have it saved on my phone.
I don't know.
Where it
I don't think
morphs their
I'll.
face, like where you get too close to where the lens can like actually handle it. I don't know. Where, anyways, I don't want to get too much into a detail. I don't even know the thing about. But yeah, I mean, it's a totally different thing. It's not like your thing to get into. That's just my thing. I really get into
Yeah,
audio.
like, yeah, that's your thing.
I think
Yeah,
I
but
keep on saying it.
definitely send me the brand or whatever,
It's
because
Sennheiser.
I do need. Okay, well, I don't know how to spell that,
Do you have a pen?
obviously. I
I'll send
have
it to
my
you by text
computer
message.
on me.
You what the fuck?
Who
You don't have a
uses a
pen?
pen anymore?
I
No.
just got finished telling Brian that I spent $75 on a titanium pen, and I know exactly why I got it,
Why?
as it's made out of titanium, and if somebody attacks me, I have something that I know I could jab their eye with. I'm just one of those guys that's just always prepared. And I don't mean to, but
You
that's
can
just where I
also
fell in life.
use keys if you still use keys.
I don't really use keys. Like it's got a fob. What am
Oh,
I going to use
okay.
that
I
for?
have like
My fists are a better weapon than the
one.
damn. Oh man. Anyways, that's to say, that's a really previous part of my life. I don't choose violence anymore, but I'm ready for it. I don't choose violence, but I'm
Good
ready
for
for
you.
it. Like I don't know. I don't mean to be that guy that's always prepared and stuff like that, but I can't explain. I have like a sort of anxiety that like I mean, okay, this is going to sound really weird, but I was at church, right? And I can't help it, but whenever I'm in a crowd or anything like that, and this is something that's been with me for like many years, like this isn't something that just developed during the pandemic or anything like that. But I get so nervous and I get so anxious and I start like, I can't help it, but I'm doing it right now, but I start like
Oh my
pumping my
God. When
fists and I get sweaty and I'm just like, by the time church was done, I'm not kidding you, I was sweating so hard. And then
you're
like my
sweating.
pastor like looked at me and was just like, hey dude, like, did you just run a mile? I was like, no, man. I got to get home, you know, and I
Yeah.
get real anxious. I can't help it. And I don't know what it is, and I don't want
Or you
anybody to
just had
tell
an
me what it
anxiety
is.
attack.
I've had anxiety attacks, and that wasn't an anxiety
Oh,
attack.
well, it's an anxiety attack, it's not a panic attack.
Then I probably had a panic attack. I don't
Yeah,
know.
so a panic
I
attack is when you feel like you're dying. The
Oh shit.
extreme one, like when you feel like you're having a heart attack, that's a panic attack.
I don't know what a heart attack feels like, but I know what a panic
Oh,
attack
well,
feels like. It
okay.
was like intense. Like it felt like I had those like, oh man, even when I think about it, it's so crazy. But like, yeah,
Yeah,
I
but
felt like I
that's
was
so
dying, and it was
relatable.
like,
I
yeah.
when I so you know the whole pandemic happened, and then like you know restaurants shut down and whatever. So the first time that I went back to this, it's this really famous and it's really cool food hall. It's not in Dallas, but it's in one of the suburbs in Dallas. It's called Legacy Hall. It's really famous in the area,
Did you
but
say
it's
Legacy
huge.
Hall?
Legacy Hall, yeah,
Okay.
really famous. It's got like two floors, and then like the second floor or the third, whatever. It's a brewery, and there's a bar. It's really cool, but it's always packed. Like you can't walk. So the first time that I went back after the pandemic, which was probably, I don't know, like 8 months after the pandemic, I had a panic attack. I went in and I was like suffocating, and I had to leave. So I think that's probably a result of the pandemic, or not a result, but it just got, I guess like it worsened because of the whole pandemic. Yeah, I
So
can't be in freaking crowded areas anymore. I don't know how we used to do that, how I used to do
if
that.
I'm not exactly dooming or anything like that, is that still a panic attack or is that an anxiety attack?
What?
Like if I'm just like kind of like just nervous, I don't think I'm like
Oh,
that, but I'm just
anxiety.
okay. So then I have a lot of anxiety. I have a lot of anxiety around people. Like when there's a lot of
Yeah.
people, I guess like I feel like I see like more people around me that are like threats or that I don't know, and I don't like that. I don't like
Yeah.
variables. You know what I mean? I can't explain it. But
Yeah.
I guess that's what it is. And then like if I feel somebody behind me, I always check my I always check my back and stuff like that. I'm just like, dude, what the fuck is
Yeah.
going on?
A little paranoid.
Yeah, I guess so. Fuck. Yeah. I guess I am kind of paranoid, but I don't know. I've always been like that. I'm always watching people. I may not seem like I'm very like I've explained
Observant.
this to a few people, but like I think I'm pretty sociable. Like you know what I mean? Like I'm good with people. Like
You're
I can talk.
outgoing and you know how to talk to people and you know like how to make conversation. But in terms of like actually liking people, I mean, do you like a lot of people? You probably do, actually.
I think I genuinely do have like this
Yeah.
naive hope for every individual that I meet. And I'm not even kidding you. I give
That's
everybody the
nice.
benefit of the doubt. Like I mean what is it called? I literally have this great belief in people. Like I really do. Like I can't tell you how many people I've been at my worst and I'm still encouraging people and I'm just like, dude, you can do your best and stuff like that. I know you can. And it's only up until recently that I've been doing that a little bit more for myself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, hey,
Oh,
you
this
know
is
what? If I could do
chill.
this for other people, I could probably do it for myself. It's just hard to get out of that negative self-talk. But while I'm doing that, because you've seen me in public, I think I'm pretty sociable. But
Yeah.
God damn it, I'm dying inside. Like, I swear to God,
No.
like, I can't help it. Like, if there's more than three people in the room and I don't know two people, I'm just like, shut the fuck up, just please. And like, there's that voice inside my head is like, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Do you do
Don't
better
be
with
bold.
crowds? Like with a large group or like
No,
one on
no,
one or
no.
two on one?
I do good with like this one-on-one person.
One
I
on
could maybe
one.
do a max on like three or four people. But once it
Same.
gets past that, so this is weird. Tell me if this is like absolutely insane. But like all of those thoughts that tell me like, dude, don't say anything. Don't be bold. Don't be dramatic or anything like that. I say fuck you to all that. I say completely fuck you to all that. I do the exact opposite of what I'm feeling till I get comfortable.
That makes
I
sense.
don't know.
That's good. No,
I
I don't
don't
think it's
know.
insane. No.
I don't know why I do that, but it's just like it's also
I think
gotten
it's
me to where I
good.
am. It's
It's
gotten to
like
me
you.
to where I at, where I'm at, because like I know plenty of people that would probably wouldn't do half the shit I do. But I like
Yeah.
seeing joy in people's faces, and I'm more than welcome being like the butt of the joke. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
I'm more than welcome to do that. I'm just like just to see like somebody smile. I don't know.
And I'm pretty sure that you welcome like the uncomfortable feeling.
I don't know
Even
if
if
I
you're
welcome
not
then.
comfortable with it.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
don't
you
know if
have
I
to. Well,
welcome
you
then. I
have to. I mean, you put yourself in situations, it sounds like you put yourself in situations that
are
they're
very
not, you know,
uncomfortable. Yeah.
That they're
Even when
not
I go to the
comfortable.
library sometimes, I'm just like, dude, let me go. Like, I'm just like, I'm just like looking at my daughter. It's like, we don't have to be here for that long, right? Like, oh man, are we going to read a story? We're reading a story now. We're reading a story in the library. Like, what are we doing? Like, it's just like, anyways. But yeah, it's just, I guess, like, I feel like there's two parts of me. And what is it called? Have you heard of that story of the one you feed? There's one part of me that's just famished. And I'm just like, dude, give it to him. Like, just fucking let him tear it up. Like, you know what I mean? It's the one that's saying, fuck you, to that little voice. And I'm just like, fuck off. Anyways, we got into a big tangent, but I'm really happy about your photography and stuff like that. Do you want to still get into what we were talking about towards the end, or how are you feeling on time right now?
Yeah, no, 46 minutes. Yeah, no, I got to go. But yeah, I just want to say that I'm also really happy. And I just, you know, for your 7 listeners, I do want to say, just kidding, by the way, just kidding. You know, just like you said, be bold and like go out there and do the thing, like whatever it is that you, and if you're not passionate about what you're doing, or if you feel like you're stagnant or you're not moving forward, like, no, like we have to move forward, and whatever it is that we want to do, like just do it.
I mean, that's exactly why I had you on as a guest, because like you did something that was probably completely outside of the norm. And I applaud
so
you for
scary.
Like, yes. And that's why I genuinely empathize with what you're saying. Cause like, I mean, like you were like almost done with school. You're doing your PhD. Wow. And I mean this every time. Like, I really think like you did something that nobody would ever do. Like, you know what I mean? Most people would probably just go and then tough it through and then become that overachiever mentality. But you broke the mold. You know what I mean? You did what many people couldn't do. And like for that, like I applaud you and I see you as an inspiration. As weird as that may say, I know we're peers, but like, I mean, I see you as an inspiration. Just like to say like fuck you to like what society says, and you did like you chased your passion. You know what I mean? And then like your work speak for itself. And once again, where do you want people to go see that? Eve Solano Photography on Instagram. And
Instagram and my website. I'm also on Facebook. I don't use it as much, but yeah, I'm also on Facebook.
You always talk shit about Facebook. But that's probably where you get your most reach. It's the biggest social network for a reason.
I understand that. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, but like my clients, a lot of them, I've gotten them from, like, I like my clients, you know? So, and you want to, like, as a photographer, it's not just taking pictures. Like, you want to actually, like, vibe with your clients and, like, you know, understand them and what they need. And, like, relate is the word I'm looking for. Vibe. Relate to the client. And so, you know, if Facebook is not my thing, then, I mean, obviously, if I've gotten clients off of Facebook and I love them, too. But you want to be able to relate to your clients. That's one of the things that I actually like as a photographer. I guess it's also my like background in psychology. Like I want to create a brief, you know, relationship with the clients and make them feel comfortable. And so, yeah, Instagram, I like Instagram. So, you know,
I think Instagram's like a really good medium for you, because like, it's literally just like your portfolio. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's literally
exactly.
Just like pretty much your portfolio. And I guess with Facebook, it would get lost in a lot of, there's like 50 types of mediums on Facebook, and like none of them are
so
exactly
much.
Really good for photography. And even if they were to try to book you, it's not that good. But anyways, thank you so much for having a guest. And like I said, I don't know how to say this in a weird way, but I'm really proud of you. And I'm really, I really think you're an inspiration. And I hope like even just this episode helps people get out of that shitty job that they don't like, and then just pursue their passions. I mean, if anything, that's probably the impetus for this show. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, no joke.
Yeah.
But
no,
thank you
I
so
agree.
Much. I appreciate it. I'll let you know before I post this. Thank you so much. I hope you have a nice
All
day,
right.
Okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.